Hey folks, before we start this week's episode, I wanted to bring something up, something that's been a real source of consternation and frustration here at the Archive. Those of you who listened to the Toy Stores episode may remember that I had a jingle that I remembered from my childhood, and it was, we believed that I made it up. There were some people amongst the Archive crew, and if he'd like to speak up now and admit that he claimed that I was remembering incorrectly, he can.
I love it. I love it.
Well, a big fan of the show, Eric, he did some sleuthing for us.
Sleuthing. Smart, like, yeah, deductive work.
Yeah, and he looked something up. He thought of a factor we had forgotten completely. And that was the fact that Children's Palace was also known... Oh, I guess I should say the jingle, if if you didn't listen to the Toy Stores episode, and if you don't remember some reason, right. The jingle I thought Children's Palace used was Children's Palace, a real cool store and a whole lot more. And everybody laughed. But Eric found something for us. Eric
drew such a dummy.
Eric remembered that Children's Palace was also called Child's World.
Child World, singular, not Child's World.
Who's laughing now?
Child World, the super toy store, and a whole lot more. And we do mean more.
Hey, Josh.
Hello.
Hey. Ordinarily, this is the part of the show where Drew and I exchange some witty banter, and then I record it, and later on, I go back and I cut out all of Drew's funny lines. But I have a better idea. Hey, Drew. How's
ready
it going?
To record it.
All right. Awesome.
What's he doing here?
Who?
My nephew.
Oh. We
better talk about this.
I'm John.
And I'm Drew.
And you're listening to The Archive,
our ever-growing library of everything, 1 hour at a time. Listeners may notice a new voice among us.
Hello.
Why don't you introduce yourself? What's your full name, please, for the record?
Josh Kyle.
Full name, please.
Oh, Joshua Brian Kyle.
All right. And
Joshua,
your age?
Brian Kyle.
11.
Are you aware that you have three first names?
Yes.
Rather than a first, a middle, and a last name?
Oh, it does.
Yes, I am.
How does that make you feel?
Unique.
Oh.
Nice.
All right. It's a good perspective to have. So today, we're going to talk about adolescence, and we talk about it a lot.
We do.
But we talk about it.
Drew always brings it up.
Hey. Watch it. We usually talk about it in the context of the 80s and 90s.
Right.
We
completely arbitrarily. No reason whatsoever that we
no
talk
reason
about that.
We do, but no. We just do. It's 2012. And there's kids out there who are in adolescence right now, right?
Yeah.
We got one sitting here.
Represent!
Josh,
what... Oh, 12!
Josh, what's your relationship to John?
I just met him today.
All right.
Yeah.
And what's your relationship to me?
You're my uncle.
Oh, okay, good. So we wanted to get the perspective of someone who's currently in adolescence.
Yes.
Who's living the life that John and I dream of. Sort of. but to bridge the gap.
Yeah.
We want to do a little quiz, Josh.
All right.
And I apologize for springing this on you.
Yeah.
Stupid tests.
He's had no preparation for this whatsoever.
Yeah. Hold on, let me go start.
I don't even know what's happening. I know what's happening.
Do I at least get to study first?
Nope. Mm-hmm. Now, Josh, I'm going to hold up some images.
All right.
And I just want you to identify them.
All right.
And if you cannot identify them, I want you to tell me what you think they are.
Okay.
And we should note, too, that we're going to put these images up on the website so that
you can follow along. You can guess as well.
Yeah.
Go to thearchive.com.
Yeah.
Look at the show notes. These images will be there. Here's the first image, Josh.
A bunch of pins.
Here, get close to the microphone. Stay by the mic.
a bunch of pins.
Like buttons.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that's incorrect.
But that's okay, because neither one of us know what those things are.
Either. I know what they are.
Yeah, all right.
Those are pogs. Have you heard of pogs?
Never.
Now, I'm going to tell you what pogs are. I just want to get what you think of it. All right. This was a game popular in the 90s.
Yeah, basically.
And the way this game works is these things were made of cardboard. Mm-hmm. All right. And they were cardboard discs. And I believe you stacked them. All right.
So the good thing about this is that neither one of us actually played this game. Yeah. We don't really know.
Do you believe or do you know?
I do not know.
Then you are not fit to talk about it.
I believe you stacked them, and then you took what was called a slammer, which was a metal. There's one right here, a metal sort of disc that you would drop down onto that pot, that stack, and then whatever ones like landed upside down, you got to keep. So you try to make as many of them flip over as possible.
If it sounds a little dumb, that's probably because it was.
Don't color his opinion. Now, was that a game you would play? If made available to you?
Probably.
Yeah? There you go. Okay. Well, that's good.
It has, you know, you collected these things.
You can probably get them on eBay now for like...
I'll get you a set.
A billion for a cent.
Yeah. I'll make you some.
Seriously, a billion for... It doesn't seem like you'd be making much
market
profit.
Price,
give or take.
A billion.
Yeah.
For a cent.
I don't think you'd be
probably
making
get
much
every,
profit.
What?
I don't think you'd make much profit.
Maybe not.
Well, that's why you got to sell 2 billion.
Yeah.
Then you're getting 2 cents.
All right, Josh, number two. I think you'll get this one. I'm hopeful.
Arcade machine.
Yes.
Yes. Ding, 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 ding. Have you played an arcade machine?
Yes.
What arcade have you played?
The TJ Wings Game Room.
All right. Ooh. Tell us about the TJ Wings Game Room.
Yeah.
So they had an arcade machine. It was Galaga or Ms. Pac-Man.
Oh,
class of 1981.
I played Galaga.
You played Galaga.
Excellent.
Excellent. How did you like it?
I have it for my DS too.
Look at that.
Oh man, fan for life.
Have you played any others?
No.
Were you aware there's a Simpsons arcade game?
No, I was not.
And it was, and is, incredible. It's four players.
Excellent.
Each
you play
position,
as the Simpsons.
Each position was a different Simpson. Bart attacked with his skateboard. It was pretty great.
Yeah, you hit the little button and he would, like, hit people with his skateboard.
It's pretty awesome.
Which I always wanted to recreate in real life.
All right. You keep score, John. What are
okay.
we at?
At seven.
It's seven.
So you get 7 points.
7 points
for a correct answer.
For that correct answer, you get 7 points.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, we're number
this is
three.
Like whose line is it anyway?
Number three. You ready?
Yeah. Tape.
What kind of tape?
Videotape.
Yeah.
Nice, Josh.
Ding ding ding.
I think you'd get that one too.
I think you're up to about 27 points.
How many videotapes have you watched in your life?
At least five.
At least five.
At least five.
Which do you prefer, videotape or DVD or Blu-ray?
Blu-ray.
High quality.
High definition.
Have you used tracking before?
No.
Have you ever had to get rid of the squiggly lines on your Blu-ray?
All right. Number four. I think I could see where you might experience one of these. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Filing cabinet.
What kind of filing cabinet? You be specific here.
Wooden filing cabinets.
I mean, that's accurate. I can't deny that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
This is specifically a card catalog. You would find it in a library. Mm. You may not find it now.
Right. You probably won't find it now.
But I assume when you're in the library, do you look up books at the library at school?
Yeah, but we go on the computer.
On the computer. That's what I figured. So this, before they had the computers in the libraries, every single book has its own card. These are arranged in alphabetical order. And you had to go through that to see where the card was located.
So there would be 26 of these boxes?
Exactly. Or more, because yeah. It would be like, it would be from AA to AS. You know what I mean? So like from aardvark to astatine.
What's astatine?
It's an element. Right. What's the score, John?
31.
You're doing well.
31. You sure saw 50 billion?
Not yet. No. Now, hold on, mister. Yeah, don't go getting full of yourself quite yet.
Are you ready for number 5?
Yep. Record player.
I knew he'd get it.
Nice.
Have you seen one in real life?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
So my art teacher has a record player in her room.
Uh-huh.
Well, I know she used to, and she actually showed us the record player and how it works.
Did you like it?
No. I prefer the iPod.
That's excellent. All right. I'll be surprised if you don't get this. You ready? Number 6.
Yep.
What's the score?
51.
I know it's a controller.
Okay.
Okay.
Nintendo?
Yes. Yes. Can you tell me which Nintendo?
I want to say either Nintendo 64 or Super Nintendo.
You're close. Super Nintendo is close. It's the Nintendo Entertainment System, which was the first.
Oh.
At least the first release in the United States.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, what came out in Japan before that?
Famicom?
Yeah.
Yeah. So good job. Not bad. I figured you'd piece it together.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want to use this controller? It's simple.
It
sleek.
Is.
Stylish. Yeah. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
This is another piece of technology.
Headphone charger?
Ooh.
That's awesome.
That is an excellent answer. It is not correct, but I really like your answer, Josh. Wrong, but do you have any other guesses? What do you think it... Well, you think it's a headphone charger. If I tell you it's not, what do you think it is?
Plays music through the headphones.
It does.
It does.
So you know what it uses to play that music.
Tapes?
Yes.
Nice.
See, you could piece
well
it together.
Done.
But headphone charger is an excellent answer.
Yeah.
That was well done.
Headphone charger.
What? How many points for that?
I'm going to go with 42. So we're up to 290.
Your math. Well, we'll just let that go.
163, thank you very much.
All right, Josh, please identify the person in this photo.
Michael Jordan.
Wow.
Now, I kind of stack the deck for you here. Why do you know who that is?
My dad has a giant picture of Michael Jordan in the basement.
He's a big fan.
Your dad is Michael Jordan? You tell me this.
He doesn't bear any resemblance.
No.
All right, there's a drawing, and then there's an actual still photo here I'm going to show you. It's of the same people. Can you identify that group?
No.
Who do you think they are? Make a guess. Anything.
Some kids from a movie?
That is correct. Those are the Goonies. This is a film, a pinnacle film for people of mine and John's generation. I think we're going to ask you maybe what the most important movie in your life is right now. But think about that now, but we're not asking yet. Huh. So just be ready for that question. Mm-hmm. We're still... The quiz is not done, Josh. This is a tough one.
I'm going to do map testing right now. Come on. Well, I have to prepare
this
for the map
test.
This
is harder than map testing.
What?
Oh.
Sorry. This will not be on the map test. And this is a hard one. Who is this? And if you don't know, who do you think it is?
A mentally insane rabbit?
Oh, that's good.
I mean, that's not totally incorrect.
That's genius, yeah.
He is associated with a pizza chain. Can you guess which one?
I'm seeing an N here.
Okay.
What would What would your guess be that the N stands for? If you were just going to make something up.
Yeah.
If somebody handed you that picture and said, name this character.
But it has to start with an N.
It has to start with an N. What would you name it?
Necromancer.
Like that. Yeah.
Avoid the necromancer.
Yes.
This is the Noid. And he was a mascot for Pizza Hut.
No.
Domino's Pizza.
Man, you just lost like 70 points, Drew.
I got confused.
You got negative 70.
Yeah. Oh,
man.
Way to go.
Maybe Josh should give the test to me.
I think so.
He was the mascot for Domino's and sort of an anti-mascot.
Yeah. He was the villain. He was always trying to steal your pizza.
Steal pizza. And the catchphrase was avoid the Noid. But maybe now should be avoid the necromancer.
Yes.
Also, the necromancer a necromancer is a wizard of death.
Good to know.
Which would make him
a rabbit wizard of death.
Yes.
Which is
insane.
Which would you rather face, a regular necromancer or a necromancer Noid?
A regular necromancer.
Me too.
Yeah.
Because the regular. That regular necromancer will not steal your pizza.
Oh, good point.
All right, you ready?
Let's transform it into something.
Tell me who this is.
Frankenstein.
Nice. Well,
Frankenstein's a monster.
I knew you'd
bonus points.
I knew you'd
bonus points. That's like 1,000 points right there.
That was incredible.
Wow.
I'm so proud of you.
Man.
You won this thing now.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't care how you do on this last one. You just won.
If you get this last one right, you could help Drew pass.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He's got negative 70 right now.
Yeah.
I want you to identify as many people in this photo as you can.
Okay.
All right?
In under...
No time limit.
Yeah. Take as long as you need.
But vocalize your thought process as you look at them.
Ronald McDonald.
Yeah.
I don't know what his name is, but I think he's the guy that always tries to steal the river or something.
Okay. No idea what his name is?
No.
Okay. Give him a name.
Big Mac Burglar?
We'll take it.
That's good.
Take it. All right. What are you thinking? Who are you looking at? Which one?
This pirate dude.
All right.
He's got the Cadillac Sea on him, so...
I'm going to tell you that I don't even know what he's called.
Yeah, nobody knows. I don't even think he actually showed up for that photo shoot. I think they just sort of tacked him on.
My friend David is if he's listening right now, he's annoyed with us.
Oh.
Because he was mad that we couldn't list them all on the fast food episode. What about this guy? Tell me what his head is.
Well, it's a hamburger.
Yep. What kind of hamburger would you think?
Double cheeseburger.
Close. I mean, there are two patties. Is there two patties?
Two all beef patties.
Oh boy!
Special sauce.
Lettuce, cheese.
Is there tomato?
Yeah. It's there
on a sesame seed.
What's the fast food place?
McDonald's.
Yeah. So what's
McDonald's?
What's their main sandwich?
The Big Mac.
That's his name.
Officer.
Officer Big Mac. Sorry.
Show some respect.
What about the other guy?
Big Mac Jr.
Good guess.
He is actually Mayor McCheese.
He's the mayor of McDonald Land.
Him? Nothing? Nothing on this guy?
I've never heard
purple?
Of
him.
I don't think I've ever
Big
seen
Big purple
him.
Guy.
Oh, man.
Really? The Grimace.
The Grimace.
No Grimace?
Never heard of him.
Wow.
These are three of the Pac-Man ghosts.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
Except one of these needs to be changed to... One of these needs to be changed to blue, orange, or pink, and one of them also needs to be changed to blue, orange, or pink.
All right.
Not the red one.
Can you name the Pac-Man ghosts?
Inky, Blinky, Pinky, and...
Oh, this is the tough one.
Yeah. This one gets the best.
Shadow.
Ooh, nope. Close. You're right that it doesn't rhyme with those others.
Yes.
Isn't Shadow one of them's real name?
I don't know.
Because they all have names, and then there's their nickname. Inky, Dinky, and Pink, or Inky, Blinky, and Pinky are nicknames.
What?
I think the blue one's called Shadow, his real name.
You are blowing both of our minds.
It's also on my Namco Museum game.
They're real.
That Galaxian.
Yeah. Well, the fourth one is Clyde. Right?
Yeah.
Pinky, Blinky,
so you're
Pinky,
telling me they have real names?
Yeah.
Who gave them the Shadow, nicknames?
I don't know.
Does, like, Pac-Man call them those names to be mean to them?
Is Pac-Man really the bully?
Come and get and, me, Pinky.
And then ghosts are just trying to get back at him?
Maybe.
Like maybe this. We should let the ghosts get Pac-Man.
Maybe we should.
I think the ghost just became the underdog in this scenario. Yeah.
Waka, waka, waka.
Well, what's the final score, John?
That would be 1,423,009.
And I'm going to give you the difference of that figure minus subtracted from... whatever number it would take to get you up to 50 billion as bonus points for getting Frankenstein's monster.
So 50 billion.
So, but 50 billion is your final score. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're 11 years old.
Yep.
You've been on this earth for 11 years. Right?
Yeah.
As far as you know.
As far as I know.
What's it like to be an 11-year-old? What's it like to be you in this world today?
Gaming.
Gaming.
Lots and lots of gaming.
Lots of gaming. Tell me about gaming.
It's fun.
Yeah.
You get to do stuff you can't do in real life.
That's true.
Like what?
You get to blow off stuff.
Awesome.
Well, you can do that in real life, you just shouldn't.
Yeah.
Good call.
But you can blow up stuff without consequence.
Yeah.
In video games.
Assuming you don't commit suicide.
Yes.
Because your character can't do that in Halo.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Also something that you probably shouldn't do in real life.
The explosion could kill you in the game. So, I mean, you have to think before you start blowing things up in games.
Yeah.
Right? You can't just blow things up willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly.
Well, if you do, then you're being really irresponsible.
Unless, of course, you blow them up, then you go 50 feet back and shoot them with a sniper rifle.
Who are you blowing up?
Fusion coils.
Of course.
Yeah.
Fusion coils.
And plasma batteries. That.
You can't let the fusion coils go, Drew.
No, I actually knew that, but I wanted Josh to say it.
Nah.
Yeah, sure you did. Sure.
He got you, man.
So gaming, so is this an opinion shared by your peers? Is gaming, like, the thing?
Some of my friends.
Yeah.
My friends on Xbox Live agree with me.
And these, now tell me, how many of your Xbox Live friends do you know in real life? What would you say the percentage is? Give me the breakdown, numerically.
I'd have to say 72%.
Of your friends?
Yeah.
On Xbox Live? You know in real life?
Yep.
And then 28% you don't know in real life.
Yeah.
How did you meet the ones that you don't know in real life?
They're my real friends' friends.
Okay. A network.
Do you count any of those people, the ones that you don't know in real life, as like your friend friends? Like, would you say those are my friends? Or would you only qualify them as your Xbox friends?
I would qualify them as my friend friends.
That's pretty cool.
That is awesome.
So when you're playing, you've got a headset.
Turtle Beach X11.
Nice.
That's a brand. We were schooled.
Turtle
earlier,
Beach.
Right?
Yeah, man. I'm going to Turtle Beach.
We were told what
I'm buying a house on Turtle Beach.
It's only a headset company. It's not an island.
So
unless you consider Galapagos Island Turtle Beach.
Oh.
I think Darwin might. That's where he went, right?
Was it Galapagos?
Is that where Darwin went? Galapagos? I'm asking you, Josh.
Who's Darwin?
Darwin, the scientist.
Oh, yeah.
Charles Darwin. That's where he did research.
And he discovered the Galapagos turtles.
So you're...
They also make wireless Turtle Beach.
Nice.
The X31 and the X41. They made new models. X32
and X42.
So
you don't even need a headphone charger for those.
Well... you don't actually.
Nice.
For the wireless ones, you just replace the batteries.
Easy.
Batteries, yeah.
Now, okay, so you're playing online, with your friends.
Yeah.
Do you guys like have conversations, just regular conversations, or you only talk about the game?
We have normal conversations.
What kind of stuff do you talk about? Talk about school?
Yes and no.
If something's like bugging you at school, you bring it up, you're like, ugh, I can't stand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If
you're not talking about school, what do you talk about?
Music.
Music?
what kind of music do you listen to?
Well, me and my friend Tankbuster, we really like Green Day and Blink-182.
Oh, Josh.
Wait a minute. First, before we get into this.
I think I know what John wants to address first.
Yes. Go back to the name of this friend who likes these bands.
Well, his gamer tag is Tankbuster 8.
That's all we need to know.
Tankbuster Red?
Tankbuster 8.
Tankbuster 8.
1 through 7, taken.
That's right. Well, no, forget about that. 8 is more powerful than any of those other ones because it's a figure 8.
Yeah.
So it's like your energy is just like swimming ever, back
yeah,
and forth.
Ever
you're
infinite.
Just getting stronger and you're like, yep. Tankbuster!
Yeah. So Tankbuster and you are of the opinion that Blink-182, Green Day, good music.
Yep.
Wow. Now, you and Tankbuster are pretty smart. I'm just going to throw that out there.
I have to. I know, Josh, being your uncle, that you like Green Day. I already knew that. And I know that when you were much younger, you liked Blink-182. I did not know you still liked them.
I still like them.
That's excellent.
Wow.
What's your favorite?
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh,
yeah.
No, John has a question.
What is your favorite Green Day song?
Waiting.
Waiting. That's on Warning. The album Warning, right?
Yeah.
I've been waiting a long time for this moment to come. I'm destined. Take it, Josh.
For anything at all.
Nice. That is a great song. Have you seen the music video?
No.
It's pretty good. I'll send you a link.
Okay.
What's your favorite Blink song?
Wishing Well.
Wishing Well. That's on the new album.
Yeah.
Can you sing a bit of it?
Went to a wishing well, sank to the ocean floor, cut up on sharper rocks, washed up along the shore, reached for a shooting star, burnt a hole through my hand, made its way through my heart, had fun in the promised land.
That was excellent.
That is awesome. Now, who do you like more in Blink-182, Tom or Mark?
Or Travis.
I don't like Travis, so I'm going to pretend like Drew didn't say Travis. Go back to Tom and Mark.
Who do you like more?
I don't know.
Who do you... Okay.
That's fair.
Guess who I like more.
Mark?
Correct. Guess who John likes more. Travis.
That was my Travis impression.
Tom?
Yeah.
So, okay. What, any other music other than Blink and Green Day?
The Double Rainbow song.
Now, you told me about that game, Pocket Gods.
Yeah.
On the iPhone.
Ooh, what's Pocket Gods?
You're the god of these little sort of tribal peoples, right?
Yeah.
So, you tell us about it.
During the time when all the continents were fused into the supercontinent Pangea, there's a small string of islands on the other side of the world where these creatures called pygmies worship an unseen god, and you are that god.
Oh, I like it.
And you can and you can manipulate these people. You can do things to them.
You can change their names.
Can you?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
Hmm. Do they get confused when you change their name?
No.
Oh.
You can also change your god name and your god type.
I'm going to have you walk me through, because I have got this game and I've been playing with it, and it's cool, but I don't know what to do.
You didn't know you could change people's names, did you?
Yeah.
Draw in the sky.
I did that. That's the best part. So if you draw across the sky, it creates a double rainbow. And they go, oh, double rainbow.
They quote the song.
All the way. It's really good. They get really excited.
Whoa, that's a full rainbow all the way. Double rainbow, oh my god. Double rainbow, it's a double rainbow all the way. Damn, it's a double rainbow all the way. Damn, oh my god. What does this mean? It's so bright, so vivid. Double rainbow, double rainbow. It's so dense, dense. What does this mean? It's starting to look like a triple rainbow. That's a whole rainbow now. Ah! Double rainbow all the way across the sky. Yeah! So intense. Double rainbow all the way across the sky. Wow, wow. Oh my god. Look at that rainbow.
And that's an internet song.
Yeah.
Would you consider yourself adept at the internet?
First, before we go there.
Okay, before we go there, put that.
What is the internet?
It's kind of a broad question. It allows you to go online.
What is the internet to you?
Yeah.
How about that?
Lets me play more games.
So it's another source of gaming.
Yep.
You put content on the internet.
I have.
In what form?
YouTube videos.
You Whoa. Have your own YouTube video channel.
Yep.
Get out.
And what kind of stuff do you post?
There's a series I'm doing, called, Path of the Saiyans. And it's on.
Explain to John what a Saiyan is.
Yeah.
It's,
he may not know. I know.
He knows.
It's a species in this TV show called Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, now I know why he knows.
And
so what distinguishes them from the other species?
Well, they can turn into giant monkeys if they look at the moon. Full moon.
Yeah.
Drew, why didn't you ever tell me that there was a species in Dragon Ball Z that could turn themselves into monkeys by looking at the moon?
Because you scoffed at Future Trunks.
Future Trunks?
I've got
Super Vegeta
behind the counter.
And also, they can transform. When they experience great emotional pain or great jealousy, if their power level is over 70,000, they can transform into a Super Saiyan. And that gives them an incredible speed and strength boost. And wow. Basically every ability they have.
And golden hair.
Yeah, golden hair and green eyes. And they glow yellow. But when they lose the yellow glow, their hair is like almost pure white.
Ooh, is there like a fallout from having used all that power? Like, are they like really weak when their hair is all white? Or are they just back to normal?
They're much more powerful, aren't they, at white?
Yeah, because they have this aura that glows around them when they're powering up. And when they lose that aura, they still keep their same power.
It's another level.
Yeah, but it just goes away, basically.
Oh, okay.
So you think John was asking, when they power down, when they're done being Super Saiyan, are they weak? Are they out of energy?
It pretty much depends on how much energy they used as a Super Saiyan.
Can they control that? Or does it just...
It basically depends on how much they do as the Super Saiyan. How much training and battling they do.
So, Path of the Saiyans?
Yeah, okay, so... there's this video... This is a Dragon Ball Z video game called Dragon Ball Z Ultimate Tenkaichi. And there's a series of... like, a bunch of battles, and so I'm trying to do every single battle on hard difficulty, and I made a series out of it, and I talk about it.
Yep, commentary.
Nice.
And so.
Do you like making videos?
Yes.
Because this is something I used to do, around your age, and your mom used to do it too. We would make our own commercials and videos. We had a camcorder, and they're, video cameras now are pretty small, right?
They're digital too.
They're digital, exactly.
Ooh. Boom. Like, in your face, Drew. In your face, Drew. Take your camcorder and go home.
They're digital.
Yeah.
We had this big, bulky camera because it had to fit a cassette tape in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But your mom and I, and also, do you remember your cousin Ryan?
No.
And you also have a cousin named Mandy, but she lives in South America now. Mm. The four of us would make our own commercials with that. We didn't have a YouTube to put them on, so they're just on a cassette tape somewhere. We could put them there now.
Yeah.
If we found them. I mean, it's not hard to find. Actually, now they're on DVD. Grandpa put them on there.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think we watched them.
I think you've seen them, yeah. And I'm sure you were impressed.
Did you ever throw your camcorder down like a slide?
No.
Anything, just to see what would happen.
No. Next thing you know, it explodes.
So, the internet for you, source of games, you like to put videos up there. What about, do you ever do research with the internet?
Yes.
What kind of research?
Well, if I want to know the lyrics to a song, I can Google that.
Yep.
Nice.
Do
you remember, like, what the most recent song was that you looked up?
Wishing Well.
Yeah, I was probably Wishing Well.
Oh, I guessed.
Nice.
He looked it up so he could sing it. Because he knew he was going to sing it.
Sure, I did. Sure, that's exactly what I did.
He could also see the future.
So, okay. I asked earlier for you to think about what movie or movies have been sort of touchstones in your life. Do you know what I mean by that?
No.
So sort of moments that you think you'll remember forever, moments that have shaped you as a person, that have shaped your opinions or your ideas or just how you think of yourself. They're that meaningful to you. Have any movies affected you in that way? Or have any come close?
Well, the movie Up gave me some ideas.
Yeah.
It gave me the idea that I could attach about 1 billion balloons to my house and he'll fly.
You should try it.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second.
He just ran out of the room.
He's back with balloons.
This is John's house. We're coming
Titles
to you.
To Drew.
We're coming to you live from the air. And I mean the air, folks.
Don't look down.
Anything else?
No.
What's your favorite movie?
Probably the Garfield movie.
Ah.
Wow.
With
the first one.
Bill Murray.
Yeah.
As Garfield.
Mm.
Breckenmeyer as John.
Yes.
What do you like about it?
You
like Garfield.
Yeah.
I mean, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
You've got those books. What is it about Garfield?
Well, first of all, he makes John not look like look insanely paranoid. In fact, there's actually a whole book they made called Garfield Minus Garfield.
I've seen this.
It's
pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah.
John just looks completely paranoid.
Basically, they take Garfield out, right?
Yeah.
And John's talking to himself.
Pretty much.
It's as funny as Garfield, wouldn't
it
you
is.
Say? That's great. And do you know who does Garfield?
Jim Davis.
There you go.
One day on the newspaper.
Yeah.
They typed in Jim David. You'd think they'd just keep it the same. You'd think they wouldn't type it. You'd think they'd just copy it.
Yeah, you'd think cut and paste. I mean, geez. What are they using?
I like to think that they started cutting and pasting then, so now it's always Jim David. So Jim Davis has seen Garfield Minus Garfield. He thinks it's hilarious.
Yeah, so this one person, he made a website called GarfieldMinusGarfield.com.
Yeah.
And he had a bunch of comic strips without Garfield.
Yeah.
And then about two-thirds into the book, there's a bunch that Jim Davis himself made without Garfield.
Where there's no Garfield?
Yeah.
What are they about?
Basically, they just edited out Garfield. And made it so that John wasn't talking to anybody except himself.
But wait. You said that Jim Davis did some without Garfield.
Yeah.
Like, just on purpose?
Yeah, because he saw the website and he thought, you know what, why don't I make some?
That's amazing.
It's basically
pretty amazing.
I had no idea. That's pretty incredible.
Were they any good? Were they as good as the other ones?
Yes.
Wow.
Nice. You read a lot, right?
I do.
What do you read?
Well, there's this book I'm reading now. It's pretty new. It's called The Maze Runner. And it's the first in a trilogy. So after The Maze Runner, the next book is The Scorch Trials. And then after The Scorch Trials is The Death Cure.
This sounds like a painful series of books.
Yeah.
Running, scorching, death.
It's about this kid named Thomas.
All right.
And he winds up in this black elevator, like just an elevator, just completely dark. He can't see anything.
All right.
And the first thing he remembers is his first name. He can't remember anything else about himself originally. Then he can start to remember conversations, but he can't quite place any faces to names or anything.
Uh-huh.
And so he, ends up in this place with a bunch of other kids, and they have to figure out a way to get out of this maze and return to their homes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm figuring that all the books start with Tom or have Thomas in them, so I'm figuring that he'll make it out of the maze.
You're predicting
yeah.
He'll make it out.
But I'm not quite sure.
Keep us posted.
Yeah, let's know what happens.
Do
you have a favorite book?
The Maze Runner.
Maze
nice.
Runner. All right.
And, oh yeah, so normally a person comes in the elevator once a month. One person every month.
All right.
And then the next day, so it's normally all guys, but the next day this girl comes up and she's in a coma and she's got a note in her hand. Mm-hmm. It says she's the last one ever.
Ooh.
So basically it means that nobody else is going to come up through that box. And they've tried a lot of different ways to get back to their homes.
Yeah.
Like, they've tried going through the hole where the box was, but, like, this kid, once he got 10 feet down,
mm-hmm.
he just got sliced in half. Like, nothing. There's no pictures.
The kid was sliced in half?
He was sliced in half by nothing.
Wow. That's a pretty sharp nothing.
Did he get better?
He died. Well, I mean, his legs just fell.
Oh.
They've also tried going down back in the box, but the box won't go down unless it's completely empty.
This is freaking me out.
Yeah, I'm a little bit scared. And I am just going to tell you that it's hard. It's going to be hard to run through this maze without your legs.
Yeah, good point. So, what are they thinking?
Yeah. Yeah, that guy, not smart.
He's not going to make it.
Not smart, no. He's not going
to
get scorched.
Okay, so not everybody runs through the maze. You have to be chosen to run through the maze.
Oh, who chooses?
Well, they didn't choose that guy.
The keepers choose, and they are part of this council. And everyone in the council decides what happens and who does what.
Wow.
And anyway, at a certain point, Thomas decides to go into the maze right when the doors to the maze are closing.
Uh-huh.
The doors close because there are these monsters called Grievers, and they are vicious. They're part organic, part machine.
All right.
And if they sting you with the small needle, it's so small you can't see it.
Yeah.
So you may have millions of needles on you. You may have one.
Ooh.
And basically, if you don't get the serum, you die. And the Grievers always come out at night, so the doors have to close for the night. Thomas steps through the doors to help one of the characters.
Okay.
Get the other character safe.
All right.
And so they do that. But no one has ever survived a whole night in the maze.
Uh-huh.
And him and the two characters end up surviving. That's not the end of the book, by the way.
Okay.
I did not spoil anything for you, reader friends.
We were going to have to go back there and put a spoiler alert in there.
Say that again, Josh. You didn't what?
I didn't spoil the ending for you.
But you referred to someone at the end of that.
Fans.
What fans?
The fans of the Archive.
Oh, nice.
That's right.
That means you guys.
There's a lot of fans.
That's right. They're growing all the time.
TV.
All right.
Got one right over there.
How do you feel? Well, what do you want to talk about? In terms of TV.
Well, me and my friend Tank Buster from earlier.
I like this guy.
Yeah, I do too.
We both really like this show. It was on Cartoon Network, but I don't think it got canceled. I think they finished it up. It was called Code Lyoko.
All right.
And it was about these five kids who had to stop this evil person, well, evil computer called Xana. But Xana was in another dimension, so they had to
No problem.
Right, not a threat. They just catch the bus that's going to the other dimension.
Well, just don't go to that dimension.
Because the four of the five kids have to go into that dimension, because Xana's trying...
I'm going to stop you right there. Don't go in that dimension.
No, because Xana has a human from our dimension trying to bring Xana out of the dimension.
That's ridiculous. I mean,
and so the four of the five have to digitize into the dimension to stop Xana.
What's the fifth doing? Taking a nap?
The fifth one is monitoring everybody.
Okay.
To make sure that they get digitized in safely.
All right.
And all. And
what do they do once they're in there?
They have to fight these evil monsters that have this little symbol.
What are you looking for?
I can show you the symbol. Do you have a pencil?
I do.
So basically,
he's drawing right now.
It's this.
It's very meticulous.
Circle. But it's got these four lines coming out of it.
Okay.
And two of them are diagonal at the bottom. And there's a really long one at the very top.
Okay.
Inside the circle, there's another circle. And there's about half the size of the top one on the bottom line.
We're going to scan this so that the people listening can see it.
Yes.
We'll put it in the show notes along with that other stuff. So this is on the monsters?
Yeah.
And is it like Xana's insignia?
Yeah.
All right. So,
and
that's good because it identifies.
Right. You don't have to guess.
Yeah.
You don't have to be like, wait, before you attack me.
Are you on Xana's team?
Are you on
Xanax?
Xanax. Are you on Xanax? Are you a monster?
Do they ask?
No.
Excuse me. Are you a monster? And then the monster's like, points at his chest.
Yeah, and like, oh, got it.
Xana.
Right.
We're gonna fight them.
Yeah.
So this show is no longer on.
It isn't.
Did
apparently
it come to a satisfactory end? Or
yeah.
It did? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I think the end was like
spoiler alert.
An hour.
Oh. Oh. Hold on. Spoiler, it's an hour.
Spoiler alert.
And I'm guessing the show's usually half an hour?
Yeah.
What else? Any other shows?
Futurama.
Futurama. Hmm. I'm a fan as well. But I haven't seen many of the new ones.
Because
I don't have cable.
You could get on your Xbox and watch them on Netflix.
Are they on Netflix?
Yeah.
You could get on your Xbox.
What? All the way up to season 6.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Are you joking?
No.
Are you messing with me?
You just blew Drew's mind again. That's like a double explosion. That's an implosion.
Did I explode the other hemisphere of his brain?
Yes. Okay. Both gone. Both of them are gone.
I've got to drive you home, you know.
Shouldn't he just fall over now?
Pretty much. I think he actually just did. That's his ghost.
Barely. I will be haunting the rest of this episode. Wait, what were we talking about?
TV.
Futurama.
Futurama. Netflix. Do you like Netflix?
Yes.
I like Netflix. Drew likes Netflix.
The last episode, Josh, did you listen to it? The video rental?
No.
So we talked about video stores.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been in one? Like Blockbuster?
Not as I recall, no.
These were stores. I feel so ridiculous. I know, like explaining this like it's a relic.
You look ridiculous, too.
So, you know, Netflix, you go on there, you find a movie you want to watch, you either have it delivered or you watch it instantly, right?
Yeah.
So, before Netflix, before the internet, you had to go to a store where you'd rent them, right? Mm-hmm. You go there, they have all the videos on racks, and you'd find one, take it down, walk over to the counter, and they'd let you have it for a few days for like $3.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I guess. I don't know.
It's kind of like when you're like, okay, well, I'm going to
go the library.
Buy some Cheetos, and you go to the store, and you pick up some Cheetos.
They let you keep it for a few days.
And you buy them. But you only have them for a day or two. Yeah. You take them home. You put them in your player.
Yeah.
You open up your DVD player, and you put a Cheeto in it. Close the door.
Take it back.
Then you watch
it. Well, you watch it.
Right. Then you take it back.
You see a blank TV screen, basically.
Well, no, there's probably like little bits of something on it. It's just,
except for an orange line.
Right, yeah. Then you eject it. You put it back in the case. You take it back.
Yeah.
Turn it back in. And maybe, you know.
You know what, though? A lot of times you run into the problem that you didn't rewind those Cheetos.
Oh, good point. Good point. And then they give you trouble.
Do you know what rewinding is? Yeah, because you know what a VHS tape is.
When you go backwards.
Yeah.
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 When you repeat something.
How many DVDs have you rewound in your life?
Let me see. I wasn't the one rewinding them.
So the video store was like a library, all right? But you had to pay. So you know you go to the library, you take a book home.
Mm.
You would have to pay for that book if it was like a video store.
A library of videos, basically?
Exactly. Oh. Exactly.
Yeah.
That is a library accurate description. Of videos.
Why didn't you just say that from the beginning?
Because I'm not smart. Does that sound like a fun experience to you?
I'd just rather watch on Netflix.
Just watch it instantly. It's right there.
Yeah.
It's convenient. At your fingertips.
All of it.
All of it.
The other thing, too, is that like when Netflix, if you stop watching something and then you never come back to it and you just leave it there, nothing's going to happen. But if you don't bring your video back to the video store, you get like Drew, and then they send the cops after you, and they break down your door, and put handcuffs on you.
Late fees.
Yeah.
What other TV shows? Anything else? And I want to go back to movies at some point, because there's one movie I know that you are a fan of that I would like you to talk about. But anything else on TV?
Not really.
So, you quote this movie a lot. You know it well. You quoted it today. This series of movies. I'll just say it. Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
You're a big fan, yes?
Yes.
Would you say it's one of your favorite movies?
Yes.
And which of the three do you think is the best?
Movie two.
Movie two. It's a good one.
Dark Horse.
What do you like about it?
Hover cars.
And? Tell me. You gotta love the hoverboard. Come on.
And the hoverboard.
Yeah.
Keep it. I got a pit bull now.
Can you do a quote from Back to the Future 2 for me? Do the one about the hoverboard when McFly goes out over the water.
Hey, McFly, those boards don't work on water unless you got power.
That's excellent. Can you do, you also do a really good Mad Dog Tannen when he wins the spoiler. Spoiler! Jeez Louise.
Man, didn't you blow his mind? Can't we get him out of here?
It's not my fault, is it? I'm working off of no hemispheres here. Do Mad Dog and the gunfight. It's more like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
I guess it's more, it's hard for you to do because usually you act it out, like, physically.
Yeah. It's funny because Biff, when Marty, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. If you haven't seen Back to the Future.
Yeah. Go back in time and watch it.
Yeah.
It jumps off the building.
Yeah. This is Back to the Future.
To land on the DeLorean.
Yeah.
He, Biff does exactly the same thing as Mad Dog does.
In the end of the third one. He does that little, like,
yeah.
He looks around. He sort of laughs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You are, much like many of the people in our family, Josh, you are very good at quoting movies and TV.
And but comic strips.
I was going to say, you take it a step further. You quote the written word.
No way.
This kid quotes comic strips.
Paige, wake up. You're covered in bird poop. Mom, we're out of toothpaste. Again? I just bought some.
That's Foxtrot.
Wow.
You quote Foxtrot a lot.
Yeah.
And people look at you and they're like, what's that from?
Foxtrot.
And you're the only person I know that quotes
that
comic strips.
That is awesome.
That is impressive. What you like Foxtrot? What else do you like?
Dilbert.
Anything else?
Garfield.
Anything else?
Mutt.
Anything else?
That's it.
Anything that maybe your uncle created?
Oh, human bot.
Hey!
I forgot about that.
Thank you. Oh, man.
All right, so I've got a question for you. So, okay, you like gaming.
Yep.
And you like music.
Yep.
And you like the internet.
Yep.
And you like movies.
Yep.
And you like TV.
Yep.
And you like Netflix.
Yep.
And you like comics.
Yep.
All right. Is there anything you don't like?
Oh.
School.
School.
Amen. Preach. Yeah.
Church.
You're all.
So, yeah.
What?
Did you like to expand on that?
Well, I don't like the fact that we don't have physics yet.
There you go.
Physics.
That's why he doesn't like school.
Wow.
That's the only problem with it.
That's the only problem.
Huh. We don't have physics in elementary.
Get close to the microphone.
We don't have physics in elementary.
Get close to the microphone.
We don't
That's
have...
That's too close.
That was an exercise in physics.
That was.
Well done, Mr.
Specify
Drew.
Specify next time.
Well, what's so great about physics?
Well, these people on a TV show do theoretical physics.
Yeah.
The TV show is The Big Bang Theory.
Yes, you were telling me about this.
And
not a few hours ago you were telling me about this, but go on.
It's about these four really, really, really smart scientists. Two have a doctorate in theoretical physics.
Yeah.
One has a master's in engineering, and one has a doctorate in astrophysics, and, they're all pretty much the world's biggest geeks.
Yes, but they're cool.
And they're funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you were telling me you want to be a physicist.
Yep. I want to get a doctorate in theoretical physics.
Yeah.
Maybe, a doctorate in engineering,
mm-hmm.
and finally, and much less likely, a doctorate in astrophysics.
think those are great goals to have.
That's like three doctorates.
It's not all like three doctorates. It's exactly three doctorates.
Oh. Damn. See? You got put in your place. You just blew up his
other my hemispheres.
What's
No, I guess I'll end this now.
You're going to have to run this thing now, Josh.
Good night, everybody.
Do you know any actual physicists? Do you know of any?
Dr. Michio Kaku.
All right. Tell me about him.
Because
I'm not familiar. I think I've heard the name.
He has...
I think I may have heard of him.
I heard
tell
of him.
Tell me about him.
Dr. Michio Kaku has a TV show called Sci-Fi Science.
Oh.
It's not on anymore. But basically, he took, like,
spoiler.
Time travel...
Sorry.
lightsabers. Basically, a bunch of really cool science fiction stuff. And figured out how you could do all that in real life.
Now, is this theory?
It's theoretical.
Okay.
But he also explained the theory where if you got a bullet train, wrap the railroad around the world, and went on the bullet train at as close to the speed of light as you could possibly get to.
Mm-hmm.
Time slows down as you approach the speed of light.
Okay.
So if you were to go on this bullet train for a week within the train,
mm-hmm.
at as close to the speed of light as you possibly could, you would have aged a week. The world around you would have aged 100 years.
If you could, Josh, would you travel through time?
Yes.
What if you couldn't get back to your time?
No.
No. Because then you couldn't play any of your games.
Unless, of course, I went forward in time.
And they have tons of cool games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Even better.
Future games.
Whoa.
Games that hover.
I really hope that the future is just everything hovers. Like, that's the major technological advancement.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It makes that sound. Yeah.
That's incredible. Oh, man. Well, do you have a message for our listeners?
Okay. Once a tree branch fell on my head, and it hurt a lot. So basically, and this was around the time when I got basically addicted to video games.
Yeah.
Basically. I could stop. I just didn't want to. Nature basically took payback on me. It took its payback.
Wow. That's a good lesson.
Yeah. So if you're getting addicted to games or technology,
yeah.
So
message is go outside.
Yeah.
Don't spend it all inside.
Unless, of course, you're doing woodwork.
Woodwork.
Yeah.
Stay inside.
That's sort of bringing inside. It's bringing the outside inside.
Yeah.
Open your windows.
Yeah, it's fresh. Josh, will you go ahead and put this in the archive for us? Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. I said you're welcome.